Hi, my name is Sandy Ha. I'm an assistant professor in public health at the University of California, Merced. Today, I'll be discussing an invited review on air pollution and neurological development in children, which will be appearing in an upcoming issue of Developmental Medicine and Child Neurology. As you can see on the slide, air pollution has both short and long-term health effects, ranging from minor irritation of the eye, skin, and respiratory tract to long-term health effects, including cardiovascular diseases, respiratory diseases, and more recently, impacts on the reproductive health system. Air pollution is now considered the fifth largest contributor to the global disease burden, with the WHO considering air pollution as the silent public health threat and also the new tobacco. We know that children and fetuses are vulnerable to air pollution exposure. Some of the reasons include their underdeveloped natural defense mechanisms, they have higher ratio of breathing rates to body size, and they have minimal awareness of their surrounding environment. And most importantly, early life is a period with rapid neurodevelopmental processes, which are tightly regulated, and so any disruption in these processes may lead to lifelong consequences. We also know that recently there has been a significant increase in the global rates of neurodevelopmental disorders. The knowledge gap is that it is still unclear whether air pollution is contributing to this alarming trend. And because of this lack of knowledge, there is a lack of consistent global public health efforts that target air pollution reduction to protect pediatric populations. The objective of this invited review is to briefly summarize key epidemiologic findings pertaining to developmentally relevant ambient air pollutants, developmental outcomes that have been associated with air pollution, and also biological mechanisms linking air pollution to neural toxicity. Some key pollutants that have been identified to have neurodevelopmental effect include combustion-related pollutants such as PM2.5, nitrogen dioxide, polyaromatic hydrocarbon, and black carbon. Other pollutants include heavy metals such as lead, arsenic, and mercury, which can come from industrial processes or naturally occurring. Some consumer products chemicals such as bisphenol A and phthalates have been implicated. These chemicals appear in skincare or cosmetic products as well as plastic. Perfluorinated compounds, which are used for resistance to fire, water, and stains, have already been implicated as well. And of course, pesticides chemical. Some areas of the world have also linked indoor air pollution from cookstove to neurodevelopmental effects. Neurodevelopmental effects of air pollution range from subtle changes in the brain structure to subclinical deficits in developmental test scores to readily identifiable symptoms of developmental disorders such as ADHD and autistic spectrum disorders. Although the biologic mechanisms linking air pollution to neurotoxicity is unclear, recent research has converged to suggest a few potential biologic mechanisms. First, for in utero exposure, research has shown that pollutants can be uptaken by the maternal respiratory system and directly transported across the placenta and have direct effect on the developing brain of the fetus. Second, the pollutants that are uptaken by the maternal respiratory system can induce endocrine disruption in the mother. And in turn, this can induce placental impairment, leading to impaired oxygenation and nutrient support, and therefore leading to adverse effect on the developing brain. Third, uptake in respiratory pathways can also induce systematic inflammation and oxidative stress, which can then cross the placental barrier and get to the developing brain. For postnatal exposure, research has shown that air pollutants can go directly through the nasal pathway to the olfactory bulb and get to the developing brain of a child. Second, pollutants can also be uptaken by the respiratory system of the child, which can then induce systemic inflammation and oxidative stress, which can then directly cross the blood-brain barrier and induce neurotoxic effects. Pollutants that are uptaken by the respiratory system of a child can also be directly transported to the brain across the blood-brain barrier. Similar to the effect in the mother, respiratory uptake of the pollutants can also induce endocrine disruption in the child, therefore leading to effect in the developing brain. And some of these neurologic effects As you can see at the bottom of the screen, include neuroinflammation, oxidative stress in the brain, neuron damage loss, structural changes, astrogliosis, and microglial activation. All of these have been linked to neurodevelopmental complications such as ADHD and autistic spectrum disorder. The critical windows of exposures is unclear based on current literature, but exposures later during pregnancy seem to have the strongest and most consistent effect. In comparison to prenatal exposure, postnatal exposure seem to have more strong effect. In terms of susceptible subpopulation, it is also unclear, but research has shown that the male fetus at the same level of exposures have stronger effects compared to female fetus. For children, those who carry the E4 allele of the apolipoprotein gene are more susceptible to the effect of air pollution. Based on these findings, there are a few recommendations. It is extremely difficult to completely eliminate sources of air pollution. An effective solution involves tight collaboration between multi-level bodies of partners, including researchers, physicians, policymakers, advocates, public health practitioner, as well as the general public. And these efforts can be categorized into three different categories, including policy, clinical practice, and research. For policy, we recommend that efforts for emission reduction should be continued. For clinical practice, education and awareness for the physicians and risk communication between physicians and patients should be recommended. For research, we should continue to identify effective mitigation efforts and understand further the biologic mechanisms linking air pollution and health effect, implement better exposure assessment, and further explore the interaction between pollutants. Thank you for watching.